You get what you set out for. You wanted a what? A degree. You wanted a diploma. Is that right? Okay, you got it. That's what you wanted. How many of you know how to get a job? Anybody ever had a job? I used to have one a long time ago before I became a chaplain. So if you have a job, you work, and you work, and you work, and then you get paid, hopefully. We used to say we get paid weekly, very weekly. You can laugh, by the way, it's okay. It's not a khutbah, alhamdulillah. I think the people listening to us on the broadcasting, maybe they don't really realize you're there. So if you just laugh a little bit harder, it might help them, okay? So, but if you work all week long, and you go up to the pay window, imagine yourself going to the pay window to get your paycheck, and you go up there and they say, here is your money, here's your check. You're not going to say, nah, that's okay, I don't want it. Are you? I don't think so. Anybody here willing to do that? Because I, by the way, I'm willing to hire you. That's exactly the kind of pay I can afford. If you want to travel with me and move these suitcases around and help us set it up, tear it down and move it, for that kind of pay, I'm happy to hire you right now. But I don't think so. You want to get paid because you have a purpose for what you do. Is that right? Yes. And you don't go out and meet with a family and interview their daughter and make a marriage contract and send out all the invitations and then turn around at the very time to get married and say, now is the kidding. Because you have a purpose. Is that right? And after you get married, you don't just leave her. You remember to take her home, don't you? Is that right? Because you have a purpose. And tonight we're here for a purpose. Now, how many of you are not real sure what that purpose is? Raise your hand and we'll clarify it for you. Are you sure you understand why we're here tonight, what our purpose is? What is our purpose? There's some Muslims in the world going to bed hungry tonight. How many of you filled your stomachs up today? Anybody fill your stomach? Raise your hand. You filled your stomach up and you're going to go to bed tonight, is that right? How many of you think you'd like to be a believer? Raise your hand. It means a Muslim. Movement. You're supposed to be raising your hand, guys. That's it. Okay, just watch me. If I raise my hand, you raise your hand. Got it? All right, let's do it that way. You have to prompt them a little bit. They're bashful. Alhamdulillah. What I'm saying is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us he's not a believer, not Muslim. He is not a believer who fills his stomach and goes to bed at night while his brothers, his neighbors, remains empty. Is that right or wrong? Was that close to an English translation, 50%, give or take? You said that? Good enough. So you filled your stomach today, and I'm telling you that there are Muslim children who do not have parents, who do not have a mother or a father to go out and help them. What are you going to do about it? It's down to that. It's cut and dry. You don't have to think. You just reach deep and pull it out. Or, what's that? You're wiring me up like an FBI agent. All right. That's all right. All these microphones on here. Check, test. Got everything? Everybody knows what we're doing now? Okay, great. Uncle Charlie, can you get that? Oh, never mind. Anyway, anybody in the military knew what that meant. Alhamdulillah. It's important for us to stay focused on this subject, folks, because guess what? Shaitan does not want you to do this. He has two reasons. He has two reasons. And I'm going to tell you, at least from what I can see, there may be a lot more. But the main thing that comes to my mind for Shaitan is to stop this from happening. Why? Number one is those children over there, when they're this destitute, when they're this desperate, what do they have? You say, well, they have Allah. Yes, they do. That's right. But they're children. And somebody's going to come to them and tell them about something else. Is that right or wrong? And if that's all they see, if they don't see anything coming from the Muslim world, then what will they say? If somebody comes to them from communism and tells them about communism, what will they say? Hey, my question to you is, you got any rights? Yes, I have rights. You got any shy? You got any tea? Yep, we got that too. Even got a little piece of meat here. Whoa! And they'll ask him, where's your Allah now? And they're sitting there filling their stomachs saying, yeah, that's pretty good. Allah didn't do that for you. The Communist Party did that for you. Or Allah didn't do that for you. XY religion did that for you. Whose name doesn't need to be mentioned. I'm just saying, think. What would they think? What would you do? Sometimes the older ones will say whatever it takes to get fed, but they'll keep in their mind, I still believe in law, right? But what about the younger ones who watch them and they say, well, they said what they were supposed to say and they got fed, I'll say it too. Am I right or wrong, Sheikh? You've been there too many times. Is this the way it is? Is that how it happens? Straighten me out if I'm wrong here. Is it right? So who is going to take something from Islam, from Muslims, and say, this is from your Muslim brothers and sisters? And you want...
No sound. No sound check. No sound.
And let's make a dodge. Alhamdulillah. There we go. I'm saying that just as important as it is for people on the other side of the world, that's the first part, to have faith. And this helps keep the faith up. Is to see the charity which comes. The second reason the Shaitan wants us not to do this is because of our own selves. Because if we don't release, if we don't give this up, what we're hanging on to right now tonight, then Shaitan has us by the neck. Because as long as we think, I need this for me. I need this money. I need it. I've been saving this. I'm working on my college degree. I'm saving this. I need a new car. I'm saving this. I want to get a house. I need this. I need it for me. Because Shaitan wants you to say that. Why? You forget who is al-Razzaq. You forget who is the provider and the sustainer. The one who puts the food on your table. Is it you? Or is it Allah? And the Sahabi, they understood this message. Very clear. Very clear. Some of the Sahabi, when money would come to them, they saw it as something bad. I remember the story of one of them who, when somebody donated, I think it was like 50 gold pieces or something, and he looked in the bag and saw it, and he said, oh, my wife, what would you say if I told you that somebody brought something to us that could take us away from Allah and His Messenger? She said, I would get rid of it, I would throw it. He said, will you help me do that? She said, yes. And they took that, both of them, and distributed the wealth out to the poor and left themselves with what? Nothing. He was the governor of Homs in Bilad Hashem. How many of you know that story? Yep. So who are we? He was a Sahabi. That's better. He was a follower. That's better than us today. In fact, it was Omar radiallahu anhu who appointed him to the job and sent the coins to him. Yes. And who are we? and we have brothers and sisters and children and orphans, yatim. Oh my God, what did Allah tell us about this? It's in Circle Pleasure. How many of you memorize Circle Pleasure? You know it? Okay. English translation. He's talking about the middle part. When Allah says that whenever He tests any of His servants, by giving them the good things of this world, the wealth and so on, what do they say? They say what? My Lord has honored me. Look at this. But when Allah tests them by straightening their means, by testing them with a little bit of poverty, with a little bit of difficulty in this life, look what they say. Allah hates me. Circle session. And Allah said, Kala, Bala. And it means what? No way, Jose! That's the English translation from Texas, by the way. He said, it's because you don't take care of who? Who? Oh, yeah, team. That's exactly what it says. Yes or no? The orphans. Turn not the orphans away, Allah said in the Quran. These are orphans. This is your chance. You want to be forgiven, and that's what Shaitan does not want you to get this guidance, to get this forgiveness, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he's telling you, don't do this, don't do that, go home, run away. Or give $5, give $20, but don't do the big thing. And I'm telling you tonight, do the big thing. It's time to do the big thing. When these people are coming to us and giving us such a hard time and asking us in our face, why do you Muslims do this, or why do you Muslims do that? Who is sending them to us? Allah. And I promised you, inshallah, we're going to do this, not tonight, but tomorrow we're going to have a program. We're going to be in Hershey. Is it right? Are we going to Hershey tomorrow or not? Are we going to do it here? See you later for directions. The point is, we're going to be dealing with it. There's a reason that Allah is putting us in these tests. And I'm telling you that by this effort that we're doing tonight, we can bring what's called barakah. Barakah means blessings. It's something good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need it. And we can do it as a joint effort tonight. Let's ask for Allah's barakah. Let's ask Allah to protect us. Let's ask Allah not to let our children be in the condition that those children are in. Let's ask Allah not to put us in the kind of test that those people are being put in. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَ وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسْنَ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, we ask you for the good of this life, the good of the next life, and from salvation the punishment of fire. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ How many times did you say that over and over in your life? You recited, you heard the Imam say it, and you said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Did you say it? But did you mean it? Because if you meant it, instead of saying Ameen this time, reach in your pocket and put it out there so Allah will not put you in those tests, so Allah will not put you through what other people are going through, so that Allah will protect your family and protect all of us on the Day of Judgment when we need it the most. And give us the victory over the kuffar. This is it. This is your chance. Don't talk to me about jihad. I don't want to even hear it. Don't talk to me about how we're going to go sabili law when you can't even walk out of the door for the weekend to go out and help with the dawah. But at least you can do this. This is the time and this is the place. We're going to begin that right now. I'm going to ask those that are organized here to begin. Who is responsible to take the papers out? Did you already do that? Distribute them? Huh? Did they already do that? Everybody got a paper? Ready to begin? Ready to go? Then let's do it. Let's do it right now. I'm going to sign off the air. And come back, and we have a program tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock on Sunday. Those of you on the air right now, we're going to turn the program back over to Sister Layla. And we thank all of you for being with us tonight. And before I go, though, one thing I would like to do is tell you, when I came to Islam, I had to learn some of these Arabic words. I'm not very good with Arabic, because I'm also not very good with English, by the way, because I learned in Texas. Okay? Now, I'm not going to give you my Texas jokes right now, but I would like to just mention to you that when I came to Islam, I still had a problem leaving off some of that. So whenever I say a greeting to you, like, Salaamu Alaikum, what will you say? No, you're going to have to do better than that. They can't hear you. One more time. Salaamu Alaikum. Yeah, it's a week, but you know, in Texas, we still say, when we come to Islam, we say, Assalamu Alaikum, y'all. They didn't even laugh very loud. Okay, well, next time, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. You can listen to Islam Tomorrow. This is on the internet at www.islamtomorrow.com. That's ISLAMTOMOROW.com. We're open 24 hours a day and plenty of free parking.